quite a tragic accident. The actual cause, according to authorities, is still being investigated. But what we know for now is that it happened on a sharp bend. Hence, it is believed that the driver could have lost control when he was approaching a bridge that is on this bend. He then hit the barriers of the bridge sides, and this is when the bus then plunged down 50 meters into a gorge. Then on impact, it then burst into flames, killing about 45 people. What we know now is that only one 8-year-old survived with severe injuries, and she has been taken to hospital.
When did the accident happen? At night, or was this due to bad weather?
The accident happened during daytime. It was just midday to late afternoon, so visibility was not an issue here. This is why it is strongly believed the driver could have lost control. We don't know if the driver was speeding, but we know that this was a group of Christians from Botswana. They were attending a yearly gathering of the Zion Christian Church in a place called Moria in the Limpopo province, north of the country. This is an event that attracts thousands and thousands of people every year. And unfortunately, every year it seems there are people who get killed or who die while traveling to the same gathering.
What are the authorities saying so far about the accident?
The Transport Minister, Sindiswe Chikunga, visited the scene soon after the accident happened. Coincidentally, when it happened, she was in that area to try and encourage motorists to drive safely because of the volumes of traffic that usually occur during Easter times in that part of the town. She has, of course, sent her condolences to the families and, of course, is urging the drivers to always be extra careful, be extra vigilant, not to speed, and of course to make sure that they arrive alive wherever they are going. She has also said authorities will now start thorough investigations to find out what exactly happened.